Hello, and welcome to Series 6, Episode 6 of Dad Educates Daughter on 80s Music. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Dad. How are you today?
I'm good. So, we've got to Volume 6 of the Now, That's What I Call Music compilation.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find this week?
Well, so, I thought this week they flowed very well from side to side. I think it's the best one that we've had with the nice flow of music. I think it all goes really well. I don't think there's any that are too different from one another where you're having to be like, oh, you two shouldn't have followed. Like, shouldn't have gone next.
I totally agree. For me, Now 6 and Now 7 are the best.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now 6 and 7, I think, were the best two nows of the early eight of the, you know, the early
early Now series.
Yes, the series. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it had a rock vibe. So, you know, I said, oh, I really feel it's quite poppy. And they focus on, like, obviously the commercial successes and all of that. And I was like, in the 80s, there was a lot of different genres. And I wondered how they were going to put that in. Well, they've done it. This is very rock, I think. There's a lot of like rocky vibes coming from it. And I think they did it. I think so.
I could see it on side one with Queen, Simple Minds, but I don't know where else you'd get it from.
There's no madness in there.
They're not rock.
Oh, I know what I mean. I don't know. There was like a bit more of a, not a poppy, happy. It was a bit more of a, I don't know, you saw a different side. Like, yeah, I mean, there is some other genres.
I mean, you've got a lot of, I mean, soloists. So you've got the Bryan Adams, Elton John, Kate Bush, Tina Turner, Phil Collins. So you've got a lot of that. You've also got sophisti pop, I suppose you could call it, with the likes of Level 42, Fine Young Cannibals, Lloyd Cohen, The Commotions. You got a bit of synth pop with the Communards. Obviously Paul Hardcastle. And then you've got I don't know what else you've got. You've got a reggae with UB40.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I think it was just a feel that I got.
It's probably a good mixture.
Maybe rock is like the wrong.
I definitely word wouldn't. I mean, side one. If you look at, you know, Bryan Adams, although that track's not really, and obviously it's with Tina Turner, it's not really. But Bryan Adams is you know, rock, soft rock. Queen, Simple Minds. I get it, but I don't see any other. Don't see
no,
it.
Looking at it as a whole, I do. It was just the feel, the vibe that I got from it when I was listening to it. Now you're talking about it, I'm like, okay, yeah, no, it's not rock, but there was a vibe going on, okay? Yeah. And I don't know if it's just because they all flip. Maybe rock.
I think you've got to remember as well.
It was just like the good beats of it. I don't know, maybe they just had really good beats and had noticeable use of instruments. Do you know what I mean? Maybe that's what I mean by my rock vibe. I can't really explain it. I just wrote it and said that was the vibe that I was getting. Now that I look at it from afar, I'm like, oh, yeah, actually, if I do look at all of those artists, they're not rock. But I think there was just a lot of, like, musical instruments and just how, like, the beats that all went with it. I think that's more what I mean. And what was nice as well, there was like a few more artists that aren't not like underdogs. They're like the ones that you don't think of, the ones that are probably forgotten about. So it was nice to be reminded of those ones. So a few that I enjoyed listening to again are Sushi and Banshees, Madness, Arcadia, and Level 42. They were good to have in the mix. One that I didn't recognise, to point out Tina Turner, she had Bloomin' Two Songs, didn't she? But not just two songs, they were on exactly the same side, which we've not had before. Uh-huh. Well, technically, she had three songs because she did that one with Bryan Adams, but she had two of her own songs on the same side. So it was a very Tina Turner-heavy compilation here. So there was just one that I didn't recognise. Gary Moore. Did I?
Yeah.
You
haven't had him.
No, I didn't think so.
Because he comes up. Did we have him last week or was it the following week? He comes up again, I think.
I've not seen his name before. So it must be next week. But I mean, like, it weren't a bad song. And it flowed really well with everything else, so it really fit in. I did quite like it, to be fair. I just hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah, no, so Gary Moore, I just quickly looked him up just so you know. He started out in the 70s. His first album was in 1978. He actually had 6 albums in the 80s, stretching from 1982 all the way to 1989. And he had quite another lot in the 90s. We didn't have him because his singles were, I mean, his big single was Parisian Walkways in 1979, which was before the 80s, right, got to number 8. And then he hasn't really. He's got top 40, admittedly. What one's on here? What one are we doing? Empty Rooms. So before that, he had Out in the Fields.
So maybe he's more of an album artist.
Which we did do. We did do Gary Moore in the previous one. That song was in Out in the Fields. Gary Moore and Phil Lynott was on side 4 of the last one.
That's probably why I didn't think of him separately, because he did a song with someone else. So then doing this one, I was like, Gary Moore. I've not had Gary Moore, but I've had Gary Moore and someone, so I didn't really think.
No. And that's what I'm saying. He wasn't big.
Yeah.
He was obviously, you know, had a Out in the Fields, which we had on the last now, that got to number 5. The others, he only had one inside the top 20, and that was at number 20 in 1986.
Right, okay.
You will see where this one comes.
He was obviously definitely a album guy.
Yeah. Okay. So just so you know, Now That's What I Call Music Volume 6 was released in November 1985, and it got to number 1.
Of course.
However, it was up against a very strong Hits 3.
Mm. Oh, and you've got it.
I've got it, and I will just read out what was on it. Tape 1. Aha, Take on Me.
No.
Yeah, because obviously it was to do with Warner Brothers.
Yeah, because you've already said that Aha haven't appeared.
King, The Taste of Your Tears. Red Box, Lean on Me. Matt Bianco, Yeah. Sister Sledge, Frankie. Denise Lavelle, My Toot Toot. Shakin' Stevens, Lipstick, Powder and Paint. Madonna, Dress You Up. Prince and the Revolution, Raspberry Beret. Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark. Steve Arrington, Dancing in the Key of Life. Brilliant, it's a man's world. Colonel Abraham's Trapped. Eurythmics and Aretha Franklin, Sisters Are Doing It for Themselves. Tape 2. So that was obviously side 1 and 2.
But yeah, I'm just,
so tape 2. Jennifer Rush, The Power of Love, which kept Take On Me off number one. Paul Young, Every Time You Go Away. The Cars, Drive. Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. Sade, The Sweetest Taboo. Dream Academy, Life in a Northern Town. Bonnie Tyler and Todd Rundgren, Loving You's a Dirty Job, But Somebody's Gotta Do It. John Pass and Elmo's Fire, from the theme tune of the film St. Elmo's Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Huey Lewis and the News, The Power of Love, which was the theme tune, or in, it was not the theme tune, but it was in Back to the Future, the film. ZZ Top, Sleeping Bag. Bonnie Tyler, Holding Out for a Hero. Thompson Twins, King for a Day. The Cure, The Cult, She Sells Sanctuary. And Echo and the Bunnymen, Bring on the Dancing Horses. So that was a strong hit.
Yeah, they had some big people in there. But it's
and,
still lost out to Now.
Yeah, and as I did say, it was, for me, one of the best Now. This and Now 7 were probably...
I do think they have got some good names on here as well.
Yeah, yeah. Like, definitely.
Like, you know. All you got to look at is the likes of Queen, Nick Kershaw, Simple Minds, Bryan Adams, Elton John, Kate Bush, Tina Turner, you could just read them all out, really.
Yeah. No, it was, but it was Hits 3 was probably the best hits from, apart from the first one, it was up there, was probably the best Hits 3, their best hits compilation.
Right.
Probably for me, it's their best one.
Yeah. I mean, that does sound good.
So.
Also, my number ones, before you talk, just so that I can get it in there, Private Dancer and Miami Vice Theme. I only went for two, and I'm not even strong on them. So if there are any, I don't have a clue which ones they are, because I couldn't tell you about any of these, really. Yeah.
So it was released in November 1985, got to number one. It was re-released in July 2020, and it got to number two, behind Now 106, which was number one.
Yeah.
Okay. 30 tracks on this one, so we're back to the 30 again. I think we only had one where it went up to 32.
Yeah, it was only when the hits were the first.
When the hits were launched, and four number ones.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you then.
Number ones.
I don't know. Like, I could probably take a guess, but there's quite a few that I would say are probably quite big and well known, and I find it harder to find the number ones in these because I feel like they're all big. They're all like obviously the big songs, so I find it so much harder. I feel like I'm a lot stricter. So God knows.
The funny thing is, the number ones you've come across them.
Well, of course,
when we've discussed previously.
Oh yeah, and let me go into my brain and just pull out every single number one that you have told me. That would take up a lot of storage.
Okay, so let's start.
And I like doing it this way, where I just try and remember and say what I think the biggest songs are. I think it's more interesting because it's more my opinion. I think your number one.
Cassette one. 15 tracks. So side one, 8 tracks. And we start with Queen, One Vision. That got to number 7. So this was their first single from their latest album, A Kind of Magic. And it followed Brian May's Hammer to Fall, which got to number 13. So just so you know, the other three songs were all on the Now, because it was all their own written ones, if you remember.
Yeah, like I was going to say.
Gaga.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember Now, which was, I think was Rupert Taylor. No. Is that Taylor's? I can't remember what they were.
I can't
now.
Remember who's the who's. Go back in
there. Yeah, Radio Gaga.
Find out.
Then we had I Want to Break Free.
Oh yeah.
Which was John Deacon. So yeah, Radio Gaga was Roger Taylor's, and then we had It's a Hard Life, which was Freddie Mercury's. Mm-hmm. We never had Brian May's. His was A Hammer to Fall. That came at number 13. They've gone straight in now with their new album that they've brought out, as I say, A Kind of Magic. And The first release from that is One Vision. And that got to number 7. Then we had Nick Kershaw, When a Heart Beats, number 27. His previous ones before that, so he had 3 top 10 hits between his last single, which was on here, Human Racing, and that was The Riddle, Wide Boy, and Don Quixote. Wide Boy appeared on the Hits 2 compilation. Oh,
right, yeah.
So this is he's back on here, but yeah, number 27.
Wide Boy is then, a good song.
Yeah, yeah. Also, it's a Riddle. That got to number 3.
Yeah, but the Riddle's my favourite of his.
Then we came to Fergal Sharkey, A Good Heart. Obviously, Fergal Sharkey, was the lead singer of The Undertones.
Mm-hmm.
He then joined with Vince Clarke for The Assembly.
Yeah.
And now he's
on his own.
Alone. And A Good Heart was a number 1.
Oh, was it? Okay. Fair.
Then we have Eurythmics, There Must Be an Angel, Playing With My Heart, was another number 1.
This isn't fun anymore. It's really hard to work out number 1s from the nows unless I was to go back and listen, which would be cheating. It's hard to find out those ones that you're not going to like. No, There Must Be an Angel. Like, A Perfectly Good Heart was a good song. There Must Be an Angel, Playing With My Heart. I don't know if that's like number 1 worthy in amongst all of these. But, I mean, it is. So.
Then we go on to Simple Minds, Alive and Kicking. Obviously, it became a big track when Sky used it for their Premier League whatever the word is, when they got the rights to Premier League. Right. This was their anthem, but that wasn't until the, 1992-93 season? We're talking now 1985, and it was number 7, Alive and Kicking.
That was my standout song this week.
Yeah, good song. Mm. Very good live.
Or is it?
Yeah. Then we come to Bryan Adams and Tina Turner with It's Only Love. Number 29.
Oh, see how hard this is. I would love for you to just try and guess where these all come, because that shouldn't be that low for me. And I'm shocked that it's that low, and yet it's on here. I don't think we've had that low down.
So then we come to Gary Moore, Empty Rooms. Initially, it was released in 1984 and got to number 51.
Right.
However, it was re-released on the back of the success of Out in the Fields.
Yeah.
And it got to number 23. And obviously then it became got onto the Now compilation.
Yeah. Oh, so you can thank his other song then. Although I think I prefer this one. But I might have to re-listen. But I did really like this one. This one had a mention by me, whereas I don't think I even said anything about Out in the Fields. I can't remember, but this one I really enjoyed.
And then we come to Marillion with Lavender, and that got to number 5.
Okay, strong start with 2 number ones.
Side 1, and 8 tracks, 2 number ones. So now we come to side 2, only 7 tracks on this side.
Yep.
Elton John with Nikita, number 3.
I did think he'd be high, but I didn't think, I don't think that's one of his, best songs.
I like Nikita. Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill, got to number three. It was obviously number one in 2022.
Yep.
Thanks to the Stranger Things TV series on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
Which reinvented it, but it was only number three when it was originally released in 1985. Level 42, Something About You, number six. Tina Turner, We Don't Need Another Hero, Thunderdome, from the film Mad Max. I don't know which number. And that got to number three.
That's a really good song as well.
Yeah. Mm. UB40, Please Don't Break My Heart, number three. Then we have another duet, this time Phil Collins with Marilyn Martin, who I'd be honest, I don't know nothing about, and Separate Lives, and that got to number four.
Bad.
And then we finish off with Cliff Richard, who would have ever thought he'd be on an Owl tape in the 60s, still going in the 80s. She's So Beautiful, and it got to number 17.
On, just realised. You just said that side two was seven songs long. Where, because these early nows aren't on Spotify, where obviously we know where I do all my music listening.
Yeah.
I look up the track list and I always make sure I type in UK series because I found out there's a US series.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised you've not said anything. On side two, I've got eight songs and one of them is Private Dancer. So after Cliff Richard, I've then listened to Private Dancer by Tina Turner.
Well, I've got the actual tape.
I need to start getting you to send me the tapes over then. That's mad. Oh, so I've listened to an extra song. And I even said that Private Dancer by Tina Turner would be number one.
Why would they have two? They've got Tina. Why would, and it's even on the side. So you've got Tina Turner, We Don't Need Another Hero.
Did you not hear me
and
say
you've got
that?
Private Dancer.
Did you not hear me say that? I said, we've got Tina. Before I asked you about Gary Moore, I said, and we've got Tina Turner this week, who it's basically a Tina Turner Now soundtrack because she appears twice on the same
chart.
And then appears with Bryan Adams as well.
Oh, right. I just, obviously, when you said she's twice, well, yeah, once with Bryan Adams and once on her own.
Twice and it's on the same side. Then I said, and technically she's three times because she's with Bryan Adams as well. And then I went, it's a Tina Turner Now track, CD, tape.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely not there. Oh.
And that is the original that I bought at the time.
Oh, well, this is wrong.
Yeah.
So that's the only one, because it goes side one, I had all those songs and there's eight. Side two, I had all the songs, but the eighth song was Tina Turner, Private Dancer. Then it's tape two, side one has got eight, which I'm guessing you're going to say, and tape two, side two has got seven. So it's only that one song.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, I said it would be a number one. So technically, I've only got one number one then.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even correct me then.
No.
Not paying attention, Dan.
Well, what? I just didn't hear it. Just, I don't know. I didn't.
I didn't
even take in that. You just said who you thought. I didn't even think, well, that's not even on there. I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't, because
I said,
really,
I
knew Tina Turner was on there, and I just,
It's all right. It's okay. We move.
Okay, so we move on to a cassette two. So cassette one had two number ones. We got another two to get.
Right, okay.
So side two had no number ones. So cassette two, 15 tracks again. Side three, eight tracks. Arcadia, Election Day, got to number seven.
I did. That was a standout one to me as well.
Yeah,
well,
that's the it's part of the Duran Duran guys who then set up Arcadia.
Yeah, but I can't remember whether I liked Arcadia or whether I just thought it was weird. But Election Day, I did enjoy.
UB40 with Chrissy Hynde from the Pretenders. I've Got You, Babe, which is a cover of Sonny and Cher. and that was number one.
Really? See, I was just about to say, and I didn't think it was, you know, it's not Sonny and Cher, is it?
Fine Young Cannibals, Blue, number 41.
Why is it on there?
Again, it must have been released. It must have been, you know, the record company that is obviously to do with now, that's what I call music, and they wanted it on there. It's obviously their new release.
Or maybe.
It was on the back of, I don't know if it was on the back of Johnny Come Home, which had done really well, and they obviously thought big things for Blue, but no, number 41.
Or maybe as well, maybe the people that arrange all the songs for Now That's What I Call Music couldn't get the rights of songs before, or we'll help promote this one then.
Maybe. I think it'd be more a case of they said we want this one on there.
Oh, okay.
Then we have Madure, If I Was, number one.
Oh, that is another good song. Okay, yeah.
Susie and the Banshees, Cities in Dust, number 21.
Mm-hmm.
Madness, Uncle Sam, number 21. Lloyd Cole and the Commotions, Lost Weekend, number 17.
I should have put Lloyd Cole and Commotions as another one that's like, you know, I said that have like come back that I didn't forget about, but have been nice listening to again. That was one I'd say as well.
And then we have The Communards, which is obviously Jimmy Somerville's first single with his new group since leaving Bonksy Beat, and obviously formed Communards with Richard Cole, who is now known as a Reverend Richard Cole and has appeared in a few reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
They had You Are My World, and they got to number 30.
That's a low one as well.
Yeah. No one knew how it was going to go, I suppose. You know, Jimmy Somerville was good and they wanted to see, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the song.
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm like, that's a low one as well. Like, I'm a bit shocked.
Side four, seven tracks. So we know there's no number ones because we've had all four now.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul Hardcastle, Just for Money, on the back of 19. This only got to number 19.
Fair enough.
Jan Hammer, Miami Vice Theme. You said it was number one.
Yeah.
Oh. The actual TV show was a definite big hitter in the 80s.
Yeah, but I didn't even think about the show. I just thought it was one of those songs where people would go out and buy and love it, and it's one of those that I never get.
Yeah.
You know, we've had those before where they're number one. I'm like, I just don't get it. I thought that was one of them, but no. Mm-hmm.
Number five, I got to.
I mean, at least it was still high.
Maria Vidal, Body Rock, number 11.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimora, Tarzan Boy, got to number 3.
That was another good song, but that one I think was a weird song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Mai Tai, Mai Tai, however you want to pronounce it. Body and Soul, number 9.
Okay.
Cameo, which did we find out that was not a group? It was, I can't remember what way round it was now. I think.
Oh yeah, I can't remember whether that was one of the ones where we thought it was a group and it was actually.
Or something, yeah.
But there was a person, there was a name that you thought was a person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. I don't know if it's Cameo, can't remember now. Single Life got to number 15. And then we have Jackie Graham and David Grant with Mated. That got to number 20.
Fair enough.
And also, just to add, It's Only You by Bryan Adams and Tina Turner was the only track that wasn't on the 2020 re-release.
Okay, fair enough. I wonder why, because they were able to get the other Tina Turner ones. That must be something to do with Bryan Adams being like, nah, you can't have it now.
Don't know. Just licensing. Times out of 10. So, yes, so that's What I Call Music, Volume 6, released in November 1985, got to number one, had 30 tracks, of which four number ones were on it. So, what was your rating?
So, first of all, I will tell you, I will tell you what order I liked the sides in. This one's nice and easy. It literally goes, I prefer side one, then side two, then side three, then side four. Yeah. That was there. And I don't know whether it was just because, I just think it started off really, really strong, and by the end, it was still strong, but there, I don't know, that by the end, there was a few odds and sods, I think.
I'd probably agree with you looking at it. Yeah.
And then
it'd be tough between three and four, but yeah, I think number three just shades it.
Yeah. Like, I think having Midge Your.
Yeah, so I was going to say, you got Fine Young Cannibals, a great song, but you'd be 40, Arcadia, Madness, Lloyd Cole, Communist. Now you break it down.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I did, because I had those, I was like, oh, I don't know which way around to put them. And then I was like, no, actually, when I look at the people in it, these songs are that bit better for me. And then out of 10, we have gone with a solid 8.
Yeah, that's, as I say, for me, it's...
You think it's one of the better. I still stand by number 3. You thought I peaked too early, but I stand by number 3.
Well, that's because I had now 6 and 7 in my heart, in my head. But looking at it, you got Frankie Ghost, Hollywood, Duran Duran, Nick Kershaw, OMD, Queen, Wham. So Thompson Twins, yeah, it was number 3. Was very was
that was a good one.
Was very good, yeah.
Yeah. So I stand by that.
Howard Jones, Bronski Beat, Ultravox. Yeah. That was good. I would probably put side two above side one looking at it. You got Gary Moore, Brian Adams.
Gary Adams. Oh my goodness. I liked Gary Moore's song. On side one, the only one that I thought was a bit meh was Brian Adams and Tina Turner. But that's because it was just a bit lovey-dovey. Yeah. But otherwise, they were all very... Then you've got a lovey-dovey one with Phil Collins and Marilyn Martin with Separate Lives.
Yeah, true.
That is a really good song, to be fair. But, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I stick by... But you've got to think...
Because you've also, you've got Richard on... number two as well. So,
and on side one, you've got my man Nick Kershaw. I said my standout song this week was Simple Minds, Alive and Kicking.
Minds, yeah, which I would agree.
Yours so as well. That one.
One Vision is a good song by Queen. So
So
that was Now 6. Next week, you've got Now 7.
I have indeed. And you are now going to send me a picture of the track list.
Yeah.
So I don't
What I'm going to do first is, like Now 6.
Yeah.
Cover, no pig. The pig has gone, because there's no pig on number 7 either.
All of them have been like quite dark covers, but now 7 is a light cover.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a sandy colour.
Yeah.
Well, I think it is sand.
You think it is like a picture of sand?
Yeah, I don't know. But as you will see on there.
Why has it got a bonus track?
There's a bonus track.
Oh.
It was on all of them. So it's a bit weird. The reason they say bonus track is this. It says at the top.
32? We're going back up, are we?
It was actually 33 with the bonus track.
Oh, so we've never had that before, have we?
No. So I will just cover that up because it says what the song is, but I will let you see who's on it or what's on the front cover.
Wham, David Bowie, Chris DeBear, UB40, Peter Gabriel. Oh, aha! a Ha's on there, a plus many more.
Yes.
Did I thought you said one? A hard. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the bonus track was...
Queen, okay. Oh, wonder what that could be. Okay. Well, you're going to send me a picture so that I don't, because there is a bonus.
Send you a picture of the track list so as you can download the right songs or listen to the right songs.
I mean, to be fair, I did listen to all the right songs. I just did my own bonus track. I had a bonus track myself, so hey ho.
Okay. So next week, Aha are on their first Now compilation.
I thought you said they didn't appear for ages.
I didn't think they did because I don't even remember being on it.
Oh, okay.
Because they were always the hits, as I just said.
Yeah.
Take On Me was on Hit Street.
Yeah. Interesting. Well,
I will explain all next week. We'll have because obviously you know I'm a big Aha fan. We will have a little bit of a insight on Aha. Insight. And their reason why this song is possibly on the Now 7.
Yeah.
Now 7.
All right. Well, I look forward to it. I'll get listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
And we shall catch up next week.
Yeah. All right, Dad.
All right. See you. Bye.
Bye.